Blog Talk Radio.
Evening, everybody. This is Tony Parker. I want to welcome you to our EFT, Emotional Freedom Techniques workshop, and also Law of Attraction workshop for manifesting happiness, abundance, prosperity, business, and personal success. As we people trickle in, we're going to be doing our various warm-up, EFT warm-up exercises. And the first one we're going to do is going to be the gratitude tap, which is probably the simplest yet most effective EFT exercise, especially with the Law of Attraction. It completely activates Law of Attraction. And when you go on the Law of Attraction weekend seminars, and you know, at the end of the seminar on Sunday night before they send you home, they actually tell you to do this, the gratitude tap or gratitude meditation. And again, it's incredibly simple. The way we work as a group is each one of us checks in and shares something that we're grateful for, and then we all tap on it together as a group. So, who'd like to check in, say hi, and share something they're grateful for? Hi there, 9611. At the moment, you're the only person in on the call. If you'd like to check in and share something you're grateful for, we could do some EFT gratitude tap.
Yes, this is just, I thought I'd try it out. 9611, Molly, and I'm grateful.
Hi, Molly,
for
welcome.
My chance, thank you, chance to have a life on this planet, this Earth, and, kind of experience all the things, the different smells and sights and sounds, and a chance to understand what it's like to be human.
Awesome. Very good. So let's just start tapping on the top of the head. Okay. Do you know all the tapping points, Molly?
Probably.
Okay. Well, basically, yes. The EFT is acupuncture without needles. So we're tapping on various acupuncture points. Okay. And it's pretty easy. Normally, I guess I have lots of pictures on my website and on my Facebook page. I don't know if I have them on my Blog Talk Radio page, but I'll describe the tapping points, and it's pretty simple, and it's on the job training. So basically, we're tapping the top of the head, which is often called the crown chakra, and now we just say all together these two very simple yet incredibly powerful words. Say thank you. Just say thank you out loud.
Thank you.
Very good. Excellent. Beautiful. And now we're tapping on the eyebrow. Thank you. Say thank you.
Thank you.
Very good. Outside corner of the eye. Thank you.
Thank you.
Under the eye. Thank you.
Thank you.
Very good. Under the nose. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Under the mouth. Thank you. Collarbone. Thank you.
Thank you.
Under the arm. Thank you.
Thank you.
Karate chop, thank you.
Thank you.
Excellent. Very good. Let's all take a deep breath. And our release. Very good. All right. And who else would like to check in, say hi, and share something they're grateful for that we can tap on together?
Hey, Tony. It's Kim.
Hi, Kim. Welcome. Go ahead, please.
Thanks. I'm grateful for the sleep I had this morning with that extra hour.
There you go. Awesome. Yeah. Top of the head. Thank you.
Thank you.
Eyebrow. Thank you.
Thank you.
Side of the eye. Thank you.
Thank you.
Under the eye. Thank you. Under the nose. Thank you.
Thank you.
Under the mouth. Thank you.
Thank you.
Collarbone. Thank you.
Thank you.
Under the arm. Thank you.
Thank you.
Karate chop. Thank you.
Thank you.
Excellent. Very good. Let's all take a deep breath. And now release. Okay. Anybody just come in? We're just doing the gratitude tap. So whoever wants to check in, say hi and share something they're grateful for, go ahead, please.
Hey, Tony. It's Paul. How you doing?
Hey, Paul. Welcome aboard. Nice to hear your voice.
Thanks. I'm grateful for my family.
Awesome. Very good. Top of that. Thank you.
Thank you.
Eyebrow, thank you.
Thank you.
Side of the eye, thank you.
Thank you.
Under the eye, thank you.
Thank you.
Under the nose, thank you.
Thank you.
Under the mouth, thank you.
Thank you.
Collarbone, thank you.
Thank you.
Under the arm, thank you.
Thank you.
Karate chop, thank you.
Thank you.
Excellent. Let's all take a deep breath and now release. Okay, very good. Well, I'll check in and share that I took my cat for a little walk on a leash. So I'm grateful that I have a little friend, a furry little friend. And I'm a real cat daddy. I'm totally spoil him. And so anyway, but I'm training. I got a little harness, a little cat harness. And he's teaching him how to walk on a leash. That's kind of cute. So top of the head, thank you.
Thank you.
Eyebrow, thank you.
Thank you.
Side of the eye, thank you.
Thank you.
Under the eye, thank you.
Thank you.
Under the nose, thank you.
Thank you.
Under the mouth, thank you.
Thank you.
Collarbone, thank you.
Thank you.
Under the arm, thank you.
Thank you.
Karate chop, thank you.
Thank you.
Awesome. Very good. Let's all take a deep breath and our release. Okay. Very cool. All righty. So now let's move over to a slightly different way of doing the gratitude tap, which is more kind of akin with law of attraction. We call it cash and prizes. And where it is, we make a list of clients, customers, employers, government agencies, companies, family and friends, anybody who has either paid us, paid us or given us money, abundance, etc. And again, we express gratitude for it. So who'd like to check in with a source of abundance? And if you want to keep it anonymous, you can use initials, whatever floats your boat. Go ahead, please. Who'd like to check in? Go ahead, Paul.
I'm grateful for BP.
Excellent. Very good. Top of the head. Thank you.
Thank you.
Eyebrow. Thank you.
Thank you.
Side of the eye. Thank you.
Thank you.
Under the eye. Thank you.
Thank you.
Under the nose. Thank you.
Thank you.
Under the mouth. Thank you.
Thank you.
Collarbone. Thank you.
Thank you.
Under the arm, thank you.
Thank you.
Karate chop, thank you.
Thank you.
Excellent. Very good. Let's all take a deep breath and now release. Okay, very good. Who else would like to check in and share a source of abundance? Go ahead, please.
Molly?
Yes, Molly, go ahead.
Thank you for my sister. She did something very nice.
Excellent. Very good. Top of the head, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Eyebrows, thank you.
Thank you.
Side of the eye, thank you.
Thank you.
Under the eye, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Under the nose, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Under the mouth, thank you.
Thank you.
Collarbone, thank you.
Thank you.
Under the arm, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Karate chop, thank you.
Thank you.
Excellent. Let's all take a deep breath and our release. Okay. Who else would like to check in, share something, a source of abundance they're grateful for we can tap on? Go ahead, please.
I'd like to check in with EM.
Excellent. Very good. Top of the head. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Eyebrow. Thank you.
Thank you.
Side of the eye. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Under the eye, thank you.
Thank you.
Under the nose, thank you.
Thank you.
Under the mouth, thank you.
Thank you.
Collarbone, thank you.
Thank you.
Under the arm, thank you.
Thank you.
Karate chop, thank you.
Thank you.
Excellent, very good. Let's all take a deep breath. And now release. Okay. Anybody else want to check in, share a source of abundance? Okay. Well, I will. I'll say DB, top of the head. Thank you.
Thank you.
Eyebrow, thank you.
Thank you.
Side of the eye, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Under the eye, thank you.
Thank you.
Under the nose, thank you.
Thank you.
Under the mouth, thank you.
Thank you.
Collarbone, thank you.
Thank you.
Under the arm, thank you.
Thank you.
Karate chop, thank you.
Thank you.
Excellent. Let's all take a deep breath, and I'll release. Okay, very good. Anybody else? Okay, I just want to make a comment. This is absolutely cash money in the bank, okay? If you have a business or a practice or you have customers or clients or students or what have you, if you're not doing this on your clients or your customers or your whatever, it's you're literally throwing money out the window. All I can say is when I do this every day, okay, I tap on all my clients, get a 10 seconds of thank you, okay, each. And I get new clients, onesie, twosies every day. Now I'm going to tell you something else that's funny about this. I'm totally human, and when I'm doing very well and I got lots of business coming in, you know what I do? I slack off. I say, I don't have to do this anymore. And you know what happens? The new clients stop coming in. I slack off on this tap, and I don't see the new clients coming in. So it's very interesting how this works, okay? So this is absolutely cash money in the bank. If you just take away the cash and prizes tap, like I said, you're going to benefit. Okay, next tap is what we call the love tap, which, again, it's just a minor variation of the gratitude tap. And what we do is we check in and share either a past or present person that we love or who's loved us. This is romantic love, okay? This is, again, activating law of attraction to attract or maintain a soulmate, as it were, or a partner. And then we do the thank you on it. So, again, if you want to use a high school sweetheart or a present partner or lover, that's fine, too. And if you want to keep it anonymous, just use your initials. Okay, who'd like to check in, please?
I'll check in with KH.
Okay, very good. Top of the head, thank you.
Thank you.
Eyebrow, thank you.
Thank you.
Side of the eye, thank you.
Thank you.
Under the eye, thank you.
Thank you.
Under the nose, thank you.
Thank you.
Under the mouth, thank you.
Thank you.
Collarbone, thank you.
Thank you.
Under the arm, thank you.
Thank you.
Karate chop, thank you.
Thank you.
Excellent, very good. Let's all take a deep breath. Okay, and now release. Okay, anybody else want to check in and share a source of love that we can all tap on together? It can be present or past high school sweetheart or current partner, whatever. Use initials if you want to keep it anonymous.
Okay, I'll check in. F.A.
Very good. Top of the head. Thank you.
Thank you.
Eyebrow. Thank you.
Thank you.
Side of the eye, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Under the eye, thank you.
Thank you.
Under the nose, thank you.
Thank you.
Under the mouth, thank you.
Thank you.
Collarbone, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, under the arm, thank you.
Thank you.
Karate chop, thank you.
Thank you.
Excellent. Take a deep breath, and I'll release. Okay, anybody's just come in, we're doing the love tap variation on the gratitude tap. So who'd like to check in, share a source of either past or present love? Go ahead. Use initials if you want. Go ahead.
A.M.
Very good. Top of the head. Thank you.
Thank you.
Eyebrow. Thank you.
Thank you.
Side of the eye. Thank you.
Thank you.
Under the eye, thank you.
Thank you.
Under the nose, thank you.
Thank you.
onto the mouth. Thank you.
Thank you.
Collarbone. Thank you.
Thank you.
Under the arm. Thank you.
Thank you.
Karate chop. Thank you.
Thank you.
Excellent. Very good. Let's all take a deep breath. And I'll release. Okay. Very good. Anybody else want to check in with a source of love we can all tap on?
I'll check in with AP.
Very good. Top of the head. Thank you.
Thank you.
Eyebrow. Thank you.
Thank you.
Side of the eye. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Under the eye. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Under the nose. Thank you.
Thank you.
Under the mouth. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Collarbone. Thank you.
Thank you.
Under the arm. Thank you.
Thank you.
Karate chop. Thank you.
Thank you.
Excellent. Very good. Let's all take a deep breath. And now release. And now I'm going to go CN, top of the head. Thank you.
Thank you.
Eyebrow. Thank you.
Thank you.
Side of the eye. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Under the eye. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Under the nose. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Under the mouth. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Collarbone. Thank you.
Thank you.
Under the arm. Thank you.
Thank you.
Karate chop. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Excellent. Very good. Let's all take a deep breath and now release. Okay, so that's the love tap version of the gratitude tap. And again, the way that works is when we bring up that love energy, that happiness and gratitude, even if we were loved only for 5 minutes, 5 hours, 5 days, 5 months, 5 years. Some people have never been loved in their whole lives. You know, that's something to be grateful, to be able to love and return and receive love. You know, that's something to be grateful for. And that will attract other people who like to love and be loved. You understand how that works? If you go around going, nobody loves me, I hate everybody, you know, boo-hoo, boo-hoo. Well, you're going to attract other people like that. Or you're going to kind of get that kind of energy back in the people around you. So that's why it's the law of attraction. It's that simple. Okay, let's move on to Ho'oponopono, which again is one of our warm-up exercises. It's incredibly simple. There's a lot of information about Ho'oponopono. It's a traditional Hawaiian, native Hawaiian meditation, mantra, chant. Has a lot of power, a lot of healing. We're just going to do it in English, just to keep it simple. And again, when you hook it up with EFT, it's an incredibly powerful exercise. So here we go. We're going to start tapping the top of the head. Again, Simon says, just repeat after me. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
Eyebrow, please forgive me.
Please forgive me.
Side of the eye, I forgive you.
I forgive you.
Under the eye, I forgive myself.
I forgive myself.
Under the nose, thank you.
Thank you.
Under the mouth, I love you.
I love you.
Collarbone, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
Under the arm, please forgive me.
Please forgive me.
Karate chop, I forgive you.
I forgive you.
Top of the head, I forgive myself.
I forgive myself.
Eyebrow, thank you.
Thank you.
Side of the eye, I love you.
I love you.
Under the eye, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
Under the nose, please forgive me.
Please forgive me.
Under the mouth, I forgive you.
I forgive you.
Collarbone, I forgive myself.
I forgive myself.
Under the arm, thank you.
Thank you.
Karate chop, I love you.
I love you.
Very good. Let's all take a deep breath. And release. Again, the Ho'oponopono is just a grace healing, releasing exercise. Great for relationship type situations. Great for remote healing. Wonderful, powerful, simple little exercise. And again, when you combine it with EFT, it goes quantum. Okay, now we're going to start moving into some law of attraction exercise with our money thermostat tap, which is probably, again, an excellent little tap. And it's based on the understanding that we have a set point for a level of abundance that we become accustomed to or habituated to. And they've done studies on it. And by and large, most people more or less manifest the same level of abundance or same income to within about $500 a year, which is about $1.40 a day. Which I guess gives you stability if you're making ends meet, you're meeting your needs, you're paying your bills. However, if you're under-earning and you're in deprivation, maybe it's time to dial up the thermostat, you know, change that set point. And it's a very simple exercise. Again, get a piece of paper, or if you have a notebook, an EFT or Law of Attraction notebook, which I strongly recommend you get, a journal or something. It's on the top of the page, write down the amount of money you made in the last 12 months, last year, okay? And immediately underneath that, write twice that amount. Go down a few lines, write down the amount of money you made in a month, last month, okay? And immediately underneath that, write twice that amount. Go down a few more lines, write down the amount of money you made last week. And again, immediately underneath that, write twice that amount. And then go down, probably you're at the bottom of the page already. So write down, you know, the amount of money you made yesterday. And underneath that, you write twice that amount. Now, obviously, unless you're in a 12-step fellowship like Debtors Anonymous or Under Earners Anonymous, you probably don't keep daily records. But again, just, you know, you extrapolate it from your paycheck or whatever set of income you have. And then you can use arithmetic and figure out the numbers. Basically, we use the EFT basic recipe. All right. And I'll just give you a for instance. Even though I made $500 last week, I choose to make $1,000 this week. I deeply, completely love and accept myself. Okay. So again, we just use the EFT basic recipe and kind of modified it with Pat Carrington's choices method. Okay. Just so you know. And just go through all four time frames because we have different relationships to different time frames with money because some of our bills are paid monthly, some are paid quarterly, some are paid annually, and some people have different types of income. Some income is weekly, some of it's biweekly, monthly, quarterly, etc. So that's why we do that. Now, when we're working as a group, again, when you're working on your own, you want to use the exact numbers, or when you're working with a practitioner or a coach, use the exact numbers. When we're working as a group, we're going to try and keep it vague in general, but we have a modified version of the money thermostat tap, which works just as well in a group. To save time, we're just going to do last week, okay? And again, let's just either rub your sore spot or tap on your karate chop, okay? And just repeat after me. Simon says, even though I made what I made last week.
Even though I made what I made last week.
I choose to make twice what I made last week this week.
I choose to make twice what I made last week.
And I deeply and completely love, accept, and forgive myself anyway.
I deeply and completely love, accept, and forgive myself anyway.
Excellent. Very good. So even though I made what I made last week.
Even though I made what I made last week.
I set a firm intention. To make twice what I made last week this week.
To make twice what I made last week this week.
And I deeply and completely love, accept, and forgive myself anyway. Excellent. So one more time. Even though I made what I made last week.
Even though I made what I made last week.
Today, right now, I set a firm intention. To make twice what I made last week this week.
To make twice what I made last week this
week. And I deeply and completely love, accept, and forgive myself anyway. Excellent. Very good. So now we go top of the head. We're going to do choices. Top of the head. I choose to make twice what I made last week this week.
I choose to make twice what I made last week this week.
Very good. Now we tap on the eyebrows. I deserve to make twice what I made last week this week.
I deserve to make twice what I made last week this week.
Very good. Side of the eye. I give myself permission to make twice what I made last week this week.
I give myself permission to make twice what I made last week.
Excellent. Under the eye, I am willing to make twice what I made last week this week.
I'm willing to make twice what I made last week this week.
Okay, under the nose, it is safe for me to make twice what I made last week this week.
It is safe for me to make twice what I made last week this week.
Very good. Under the mouth, I have the power to make twice what I made last week this week.
I have the power to make twice what I made last week this week.
Okay, collarbone. I like the way it feels when I make twice what I made last week this week.
I like the way it feels when I make twice what I made last week this week.
Very good. Excellent. Under the arm. It's easy for me to make twice what I made last week this week.
It's easy for me to make twice what I made last week this week.
Okay, excellent. Karate chop. So even though I made what I made last week. Today, right now, I set a firm intention.
Today, right now, I set a firm intention.
To make twice what I made last week this week.
To make twice what I made last week this week.
And I deeply and completely love, accept, and forgive myself anyway.
And I deeply and completely love, accept, and forgive myself anyway.
Excellent. Very good. Let's all take a deep breath and our release. Okay, like I said, it's a great exercise. It's classic law of attraction, and it's actually an oldie but goodie. This has been around for a zillion years. I learned it from Brad Yates, and I'm going back decades on this one. But it's still like, you know, some of the oldies are still goodies, right? Okay, guys, it's check-in time. Love hearing from you. Synchronicities, challenges, victories, kvetch or kvel. Also, any actions you took over the last, 7 days that you want to share. Also, if there's anything specific you want to tap on that's germane to, you know, using EFT and Law of Attraction to manifest happiness, abundance, prosperity, business, and personal success. So go ahead. Take it away, guys. Check in time. Kvetch or kvel.
Hey, Tony, it's Kim.
Hey, Kim, welcome. Nice to hear your voice.
Thanks. I'm supposed to take the nursing licensing board exam this Wednesday morning. And
okay.
You know, I've been trying to tap and studying and trying to get over some test anxiety. So I noticed myself, being better on the exams this week and just taking a lot of practice exams. And right now I'm kind of at the border. I'm very close to, you know, getting the passing percentage, but it's like I just need something to kind of tip me over and, you know, and get me there on time because, you know, it's just maybe 2 days away. So that's where I'm at right now.
Okay, well, we'll definitely tap on the exam anxiety. I mean, you know, I've repeated this particularly whenever you share. You know, I did a class at SUNY New Paltz, and we noticed on some of the students, you know, their scores increased just by not being anxious or frightened or, you know, et cetera. Their scores went up as much as 25%. So, and, you know, it didn't have anything to do with the amount of books they were reading. You know what I mean? It was just the anxiety and the stress and the fear, and so definitely tapping on this will help you. And so let's just keep tapping, and maybe we'll tap on it tonight. That's a good thing. Okay, anybody else want to check in? Say hi. And again, synchronicities, challenges, victories, kvetch or kvel, and of course anything you want to tap on tonight. Go ahead. Okay, well, if nobody else has got anything else they want to tap on specifically tonight, we might as well start in with Kim's topic, okay, which is fear and anxiety. Now, Kim's fear and anxiety, of course, is specific to taking her board exams. But if there's anybody else has any fear and anxiety, either financial fear and anxiety, fear of success, fear of failure, fear, anxiety, anybody else? Okay. All right. So let's just start tapping. Kim, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. So on a scale of 0 to 10, okay, what would be your fear or anxiety right now?
I would say an 8.
Okay. And where do you feel it in your body?
Mostly my...
Okay. All right. So what we're going to do is so you guys, if you have your own individual fear, please, tap along with Kim. And what we'll do is fill in the blanks. I will, you can fill in the specific blanks to whatever is true for you. Okay. The wonderful thing of tapping even over the phone with EFT is there's this phenomenon of borrowing benefits. So that even though you may be tapping on Kim's thing, issue or challenge, you're still going to get a benefit for yourself anyway. So let's rub our sore spot or tap on our karate chop, whichever you prefer. Okay, and just repeat after me. Even though I have this fear and anxiety of...
Even though I have this fear and anxiety of taking the NCLEX exam.
Okay, and I feel it in my...
And I feel it in my chest.
And my number is...
And my number is an 8.
I deeply and completely love, accept, and forgive myself anyway.
I deeply and completely love, accept, and forgive myself anyway.
Excellent. So even though I have this fear and anxiety of, and I feel it in my...
So even though I have this fear and anxiety of taking the NCLEX exam and I feel it in my chest...
I deeply and completely love, accept, and forgive myself anyway.
I deeply and completely love, accept, and forgive myself anyway.
Excellent. Very good. So one more time. Even though I have this fear and anxiety of, and I feel it in my...
Even though I have this fear and anxiety of taking the NCLEX exam and I feel it in my chest...
I choose to heal, release, and let go.
I choose to heal, release, and let go.
All fear and anxiety in my...
All fear and anxiety in my chest.
And I deeply and completely love, accept, and forgive myself anyway.
And I deeply and completely love, accept, and forgive myself anyway.
Excellent. Let's start tapping the top of the head. Okay. All fear and anxiety of in my... Go ahead.
All fear and anxiety of taking the NCLEX exam in my chest.
Okay. Eyebrow. All fear and anxiety of in my...
All fear and anxiety of taking the NCLEX in my chest.
Okay, Saya. I hope everybody else is tapping along with Kim. Give her a little support. All fear and anxiety of in my...
All fear and anxiety of taking the NCLEX in my chest.
Okay, on the eye. All fear and anxiety of in my...
All fear and anxiety of taking the NCLEX in my chest.
Under the nose. All fear and anxiety of in my...
All fear and anxiety of taking the NCLEX in my chest.
Very good. Under the mouth. All fear and anxiety of in my...
All fear and anxiety of taking the NCLEX.
Very good. Collarbone. All fear and anxiety of in my...
All fear and anxiety of taking the NCLEX in my chest.
Under the arm. All fear and anxiety of in my...
All fear and anxiety of taking the NCLEX in my chest.
Very good. Karate chop. So even though I have this fear and anxiety of in my...
So even though I have this fear and anxiety of taking the NCLEX in my chest...
I choose to heal, release, and let go.
I choose to heal, release, and let go.
All fear and anxiety of in my...
All fear and anxiety of taking the NCLEX in my chest.
And I deeply and completely love, accept, and forgive myself anyway.
And I deeply and completely love, accept, and forgive myself anyway.
Excellent. Very good. So let's go. We're going to do choices. Top of the head. I choose to heal and let go.
I choose to heal and let go.
All fear and anxiety of in my...
All fear and anxiety of taking the NCLEX in my chest.
Very good. Eyebrow. I deserve to heal and let go.
I deserve to heal and let go.
All fear and anxiety of in my?
All fear and anxiety of kicking the anklets in my chest.
Sigh the eye. I give myself permission to heal and let go.
I give myself permission to heal and let go.
All fear and anxiety of in my?
All fear and anxiety of kicking the anklets in my chest.
Very good. Under the eye. I am willing to heal and let go.
I am willing to heal and let go.
All fear and anxiety of in my?
All fear and anxiety of kicking the anklets in my chest.
On my nose. It's safe for me to heal and let go.
It's safe for me to heal and let go.
All fear and anxiety of in my?
All fear and anxiety of kicking the anklets in my chest.
Under the mouth. I have the power to heal and let go.
I have the power to heal and let go.
All fear and anxiety of in my?
All fear and anxiety of taking the anklets in my chest.
Collarbone. I like the way it feels when I heal and let go.
I like the way it feels when I heal and let go.
All fear and anxiety of in my?
All fear and anxiety of taking the anklets in my chest.
Under the arm. It's easy for me to heal and let go.
It's easy for me to heal and let go.
All fear and anxiety of in my?
All fear and anxiety of taking the anklets.
Karate chop. So even though I have this fear and anxiety of in my?
So even though I have this fear and anxiety of taking the anklets in my chest.
I choose to heal and let go.
I choose to heal and let go.
All fear and anxiety of in my?
All fear and anxiety of taking the anklets in my chest.
And I deeply and completely?
And I deeply and completely?
Love, accept, and forgive myself anyway.
Love, accept, and forgive myself anyway.
Okay, let's go top of the head. Letting go of all fear and anxiety of in my?
Letting go of all fear and anxiety of kicking the anklets in my chest.
Eyebrow, letting go?
Letting go.
Side of the eye, letting go?
Letting go.
Under the eye, letting go.
Letting go.
Under the nose, letting go.
Letting go.
Under the mouth, letting go.
Letting go.
Collarbone, letting go.
Letting go.
Under the arm, letting go.
Letting go.
Karate chop. Letting go of all fear and anxiety of in my...
Letting go of all fear and anxiety of taking the anklets in my chest.
And I deeply and completely love, accept, and forgive myself anyway.
And I deeply and completely love, accept, and forgive myself anyway.
Excellent. Very good. Let's all take a deep breath. And now release. Okay. And now, Kim, how are we feeling now? What's the sort of level of anxiety or fear right now?
I think I'm down to a 4.
Okay. So we'll give it one more round. How's everybody else feeling right now? Anybody else? Molly, how are you doing?
Okay. I don't have any tests I'm taking. I'm just trying to
just
get
tap
less
along.
Busy to get things done. Yeah.
Good. Excellent. Yeah, just tap along, borrow benefits. Okay. Excellent.
Okay.
All righty. So let's
that.
Just rub. Good. Excellent. All right, so rubbing sore spot, okay, or tapping on your karate chop, whichever you prefer. Okay, Kim, and just repeat after me. Even though there's been some progress.
Even though there's been some progress.
Progress.
Okay, I started at the number you started at.
I started at an 8.
And I'm down to the number you're at now.
And I'm down to a 4.
But there's still some remaining fear and anxiety of in my.
There's still some remaining fear and anxiety of picking the anklets in my chest.
And I deeply and completely love, accept, and forgive myself anyway.
And I deeply and completely love, accept, and forgive myself anyway.
Excellent. Very good. So even though there's still some remaining fear and anxiety of in my...
So even though there's still some remaining fear and anxiety of picking the anklets in my chest...
I deeply and completely love, accept, and forgive myself anyway.
I deeply and completely love, accept, and forgive myself anyway.
Excellent. Very good. So even though there's still some remaining fear and anxiety of in my?
So even though there's still some remaining fear and anxiety of taking the NCLEX in my chest,
I choose to heal and let go.
I choose to heal and let go.
All remaining fear and anxiety of in my.
All remaining fear and anxiety of taking the NCLEX in my chest.
And I deeply and completely love, accept, and forgive myself anyway.
And I deeply and completely love, accept, and forgive myself anyway.
Okay, let's go top of the head. All remaining fear and anxiety of in my.
All remaining fear and anxiety of taking the NCLEX in my chest.
Very good. Eyebrow. All remaining fear and anxiety of in my.
All remaining fear and anxiety of taking the NCLEX in my chest.
Side of the eye. All remaining fear and anxiety of in my.
All remaining fear and anxiety of taking the NCLEX in my chest.
Under the eye. All remaining fear and anxiety of in my.
All remaining fear and anxiety of taking the NCLEX in my chest.
Under the nose. All remaining fear and anxiety of in my.
All remaining fear and anxiety of taking the NCLEX in my chest.
Under the mouth. All remaining fear and anxiety of in my.
All remaining fear and anxiety of taking the NCLEX in my chest.
Collarbone. All remaining fear and anxiety of in my.
All remaining fear and anxiety of taking the NCLEX in my chest.
Under the arm. All remaining fear and anxiety of in my.
All remaining fear and anxiety of taking the NCLEX in my chest.
Karate chop. So even though there's still some remaining fear and anxiety of in my.
So even though there's still some remaining fear and anxiety of taking the NCLEX in my chest.
I choose to heal and let go.
I choose to heal and let go.
All remaining fear and anxiety of in my.
All remaining fear and anxiety of taking the NCLEX in my chest.
Very good. Let's go top of the head. Okay. I choose to heal and let go.
I choose to heal and let go.
All remaining fear and anxiety of in my.
All remaining fear and anxiety of taking the NCLEX in my chest.
Very good. Eyebrow. I deserve to heal and let go.
I deserve to heal and let go.
All remaining fear and anxiety of in my.
All remaining fear and anxiety of taking the NCLEX in my chest.
Side of the eye, I give myself permission to heal and let go.
I give myself permission to heal and let go.
All remaining fear and anxiety of in my.
All remaining fear and anxiety of taking the NCLEX in my chest.
Under the eye, I am willing to heal and let go.
I am willing to heal and let go.
All remaining fear and anxiety of in my.
All remaining fear and anxiety of taking the NCLEX in my chest.
Very good. Under the nose, it's safe for me to heal and let go.
It's safe for me to heal and let go.
All remaining fear and anxiety of in my.
All remaining fear and anxiety of taking the NCLEX in my chest.
Very good. Under the mouth, I have the power to heal and let go.
I have the power to heal and let go.
All remaining fear and anxiety of in my.
All remaining fear and anxiety of taking the NCLEX in my chest.
Collarbone, I like the way it feels when I heal and let go.
I like the way it feels when I heal and let go.
All remaining fear and anxiety of in my.
All remaining fear and anxiety of taking the NCLEX in my chest.
Under the arm, it's easy for me to heal and let go.
To heal and let go.
All remaining fear and anxiety of in my.
All remaining fear and anxiety of taking the NCLEX in my chest.
Very good. Karate chop. So even though there's still some remaining fear and anxiety of in my.
So even though there's still some remaining fear and anxiety of taking the NCLEX in my chest.
I choose to heal and let go.
I choose to heal and let go.
All remaining fear and anxiety of in my.
All remaining fear and anxiety of taking the NCLEX in my chest.
And I deeply and completely love, accept, and forgive myself anyway.
And I deeply and completely love, accept, and forgive myself anyway.
Excellent. Let's start tapping the top of the head. Letting go of all remaining fear and anxiety of in my.
Letting go of all remaining fear and anxiety of taking the NCLEX in my chest.
Eyebrow, letting go.
Letting go.
Very good. Side of the eye, letting go.
Letting go.
Under the eye, letting go.
Letting go.
Under the nose, letting go.
Letting go.
Under the mouth, letting go.
Letting go.
Collarbone, letting go.
Letting go.
Under the arm, letting go.
Letting go.
Karate chop, letting go of all remaining fear and anxiety of in my.
Letting go of all remaining fear and anxiety of taking the NCLEX in my chest.
And I deeply and completely love, accept, and forgive myself anyway.
And I deeply and completely love, accept, and forgive myself anyway.
Very good. Excellent. Let's all take a deep breath. Now release. Okay, how are you feeling now, Kim?
Oh, man. I feel a lot better. I'm at like a one now.
Excellent. Well, two rounds. You know, and again, when you're on your own, you do three rounds, take it all the way down to zero. But, you know, for me, one or zero is good enough for government work, you know. So there you go. So there you go. You know, that's, you know, we did the more or less the EFT basic recipe, and then we threw in the choices method, which is the I choose to, I'm willing, et cetera. Okay, so there you go. That's, you know, EFT for... You know, a common problem, you know, unfortunately, anxiety and stress and fear are a common problem, both in the workplace and in school, you know, and also around money. So definitely that this is all tappable stuff, you know. All righty. So let's move along. We're going to go to our positive movie. And this is where this is often called the mind movie technique, creative visualizations. It's called a number of different things. It's been used, you know, by athletes, businessmen, you know, again, nothing, you know, most good things have been around for a long time. There's nothing new under the sun, you know, and basically what we do, and, you know, when you go to, again, when you go to the $3,000 weekend law of attraction seminar, you know, they bring out a whole bunch of old magazines and some scissors and some paste, and you kind of make a vision board, you know. And which I think is cool and it's nice. But frankly, you know, you just get a piece of paper and you make kind of like a shopping list or a laundry list of whatever goal or vision or action you want to take. And what you do is you write down kind of the details, if there's a time or date, if there's a dollar or cent, if there's people involved, also what kind of moral, spiritual, or emotional virtues or aspects you want to manifest, and also how you want to feel while, you know, achieving or manifesting this vision or goal. And again, you know, once you've done that, you kind of run it as a movie in your mind's eye, okay, and do the following kind of tap. But first, let's run the movie. If you've got any kind of little goal or vision or action you want to take over the next 7 days, and if you want to check in with it briefly, feel free. Often people on our group like to check in and kind of, I guess, for accountability, or just want to share an action they want to take over the next 7 days, or a goal or a vision that they want to manifest. So anybody want to check in with that? You don't have to, but if you want to, that's fine too.
I'll check in. I think my goal is definitely just, you know, sitting down, getting ready to take the test and feeling really calm and passing ideally at 75 questions.
Excellent. Great. And yes, you can do it. And we're going to keep, you know, like I said, the vision, doing the creative or positive movie can definitely help you. Excellent. Anybody else want to check in with a action or vision or goal for the next 7 days? It doesn't have to be the next 7 days. It could be whatever. Anybody else? Okay. So here's what we do. You rub your sore spot or tap on your karate chop. And now what you do is you run that vision, run that mind movie, run that positive movie, that positive vision, okay, in your mind's eye. And when you're done, say stop. So that I know you're done.
Stop.
Okay, very good. All right, so now just repeat after me, either tapping on your karate chop or rubbing your sore spot. Even though I have this success vision movie,
even though I have the success vision moving.
I choose to allow the universe.
I choose to allow the universe.
To manifest this movie in my life.
To manifest this movie in my life.
In the best possible way and for the greatest good.
In the best possible way and for the greatest good.
And I align myself with the universe so this can come to pass.
And I align myself with the universe so this can come to pass.
And I deeply and completely love, accept, and forgive myself anyway.
And I deeply and completely love, accept, and forgive myself anyway.
Excellent. So even though I have the success vision movie.
So even though I have the success vision movie.
I set a firm intention.
I set a firm intention.
To allow the universe to manifest this movie in my life.
To allow the universe to manifest this movie in my life.
In the best possible way and for the greatest good.
Possible way and for the greatest good.
And I align myself with the universe so this can come to pass.
And I align myself with the universe so this can come to pass.
And I deeply and completely love, accept, and forgive myself anyway.
And I deeply and completely love, accept, and forgive myself anyway.
Excellent. Very good. So now one more time. So even though I have the success vision movie.
So even though I have the success vision movie.
Today, right now, I set a firm intention.
Today, right now, I set a firm intention.
To allow the universe to manifest this movie in my life.
To allow the universe to manifest this movie in my life.
In the best possible way and for the greatest good.
In the best possible way and for the greatest good.
And I align myself with the universe so this can come to pass.
And I align myself with the universe so this can come to pass.
And I deeply and completely love, accept, and forgive myself anyway.
And I deeply and completely love, accept, and forgive myself anyway.
Excellent. Very good. So now let's go top of the head. I choose to allow the universe to manifest this movie in my life.
I choose to allow the universe to manifest this movie in my life.
Very good, eyebrow. I deserve to allow the universe to manifest this movie in my life.
I deserve to allow the universe to manifest this movie in my life.
Very good, side of the eye. I give myself permission to allow the universe to manifest this movie in my life.
I give myself permission to allow the universe to manifest this movie in my life.
Okay, under the eye. I am willing to allow the universe to manifest this movie in my life.
I am willing to allow the universe to manifest this movie in my life.
Under the nose, it's safe for me to allow the universe to manifest this movie in my life.
It's safe for me to allow the universe to manifest this movie in my life.
Very good. Under the mouth, I have the power to allow the universe to manifest this movie in my life.
I have the power to allow the universe to manifest this movie in my life.
Collarbone, I like the way it feels when I allow the universe to manifest this movie in my life.
I like the way it feels when I allow the universe to manifest this movie in my life.
Under the arm. It's easy for me to allow the universe to manifest this movie in my life.
It's easy for me to allow the universe to manifest this movie in my life.
Karate chop. So even though I have this success vision movie.
So even though I have the success vision movie.
Today, right now, I set a firm intention.
Today, right now, I set a firm intention.
To allow the universe to manifest this movie in my life.
To allow the universe to manifest this movie in my life.
In the best possible way and for the greatest good.
In the best possible way and for the greatest good.
And I align myself with the universe so this can come to pass.
And I align myself with the universe so this can come to pass.
Okay. And I deeply and completely love, accept, and forgive myself anyway.
And I deeply and completely love, accept, and forgive myself anyway.
Excellent. Okay. And now let's just rub sore spot, run the movie a second time.
Yeah, thank you, Tony. I'm going to say good night.
All right. Take care, dear. Good night. God bless. Okay. Run the movie a second time. And when you're done, say stop. Okay, there you go. So, I think we've had a pretty nice little workshop tonight. We've done some good work. We did our basic warm-up, gratitude taps, Ho'oponopono, did the money thermostat, did some tapping on fear and anxiety, and now we did the positive vision movie. And now, of course, we're going to success vision movie. And now we'll close up with the abundance tap, okay? So just again, rubbing sore spot or tapping on your karate chop, just repeat after me. Even though I have been allowing the universe.
Even though I have been allowing the universe.
To manifest some abundance in my life.
To manifest some abundance in my life.
I choose to allow the universe.
I choose to allow the universe.
To manifest even more abundance in my life.
To manifest even more abundance in my life.
And I deeply and completely love, accept, and forgive myself anyway.
And I deeply and completely love, accept, and forgive myself anyway.
Excellent. So even though I have been allowing the universe.
So even though I have been allowing the universe.
To manifest some abundance in my life.
To manifest some abundance in my life.
I set a firm intention.
I set a firm intention.
To allow the universe to manifest even more abundance in my life.
To allow the universe to manifest even more abundance in my life.
And I deeply and completely love, accept, and forgive myself anyway.
And I deeply and completely love, accept, and forgive myself anyway.
So even though I have been allowing the universe.
So even though I have been allowing the universe.
To manifest some abundance in my life.
To manifest some abundance in my life.
Right now I set a firm intention.
Today, right now, I set a firm intention.
To allow the universe to manifest even more abundance in my life.
To allow the universe to manifest even more abundance in my life.
And I deeply and completely love, accept, and forgive myself anyway.
And I deeply and completely love, accept, and forgive myself anyway.
Okay, now let's go to karate chop. Today, right now, I set a firm intention.
Today, right now, I set a firm intention.
Top of the head. To allow the universe to manifest even more abundance in my life.
To allow the universe to manifest even more abundance in my life.
Eyebrow, even more abundance of love.
Even more abundance of love.
Side of the eye, even more abundance of happiness.
Even more abundance of happiness.
Under the eye, even more abundance of good health.
Even more abundance of good health.
Under the nose, even more abundance of financial prosperity.
Even more abundance of financial prosperity.
Under the mouth, even more abundance of artistic creativity.
Even more abundance of artistic creativity.
Collarbone, even more abundance of good friends.
Even more abundance of good friends.
Under the arm, even more abundance of all the good things I really need.
Even more abundance of all the good things I really need.
Karate chop. So today, right now, I set a firm intention.
So today, right now, I set a firm intention.
Top of the head. To allow the universe to manifest even more abundance in my life.
To allow the universe to manifest even more abundance in my life.
Okay. Eyebrow. Even more abundance of love.
Even more abundance of love.
Okay. Under the eye, even more abundance of happiness.
Even more abundance of happiness.
Under the nose, even more abundance of good health.
Even more abundance of good health.
Okay, on the nose, even more abundance of financial prosperity.
Even more abundance of financial prosperity.
On the mouth, even more abundance of artistic creativity.
Even more abundance of artistic creativity.
Collarbone, even more abundance of good friends.
Even more abundance of good friends.
Under the arm, even more abundance of all the good things I really need.
Even more abundance of all the good things I really need.
Karate chop. So today, right now, I set a firm intention.
So today, right now, I set a firm intention.
Top of the head. To allow the universe to manifest even more abundance in my life.
To allow the universe to manifest even more abundance in my life.
Eyebrow, even more abundance of love.
Even more abundance of love.
Side of the eye, even more abundance of happiness.
Even more abundance of happiness.
Under the eye, even more abundance of good health.
Even more abundance of good health.
And then there's even more abundance of financial prosperity.
Even more abundance of financial prosperity.
And then even more abundance of artistic creativity.
Even more abundance of artistic creativity.
Collarbone, even more abundance of good friends.
Even more abundance of good friends.
Under the arm, even more abundance of all the good things I really need.
Even more abundance of all the good things I really need.
Karate chop. And I deeply and completely love, accept, and forgive myself anyway.
And I deeply and completely love, accept, and forgive myself anyway.
Excellent. Very good. Let's all take a deep breath. And release, sorry. Okay, sweetie. Have a lovely evening. Good night, and we'll get in touch maybe, you know, tomorrow, whenever you want, and we'll do some tapping, and maybe we'll do a recording, okay? So when do you get up tomorrow?
At 9.
Okay. Well, I'm going to be busy in the morning, but I'll be around, I'll be back home by probably 11:30, 12 o'clock.
Oh, okay. That's perfect.
Is that okay?
Actually. Okay.
All right. So why don't we hook up then? Okay.
Okay, that sounds good. I guess so. Maybe 12:30.
That would be fine.
Okay. Great.
Awesome. So break a leg. Good night. Love you. Good night, everybody. Have a wonderful, positive, prosperous, love filled week, and have a good one. Bye.
Bye. Good night.